Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about Easter with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. Our first book is called Ernie the Easter Hippopotamus by Glenn Logan Rietza. When Ernie was just a small hippopotamus, he was very much like all other hippopotamuses. As a baby, he often rode on his mother's back. Later, friendly birds often rode on him. As he grew, he tried to see eye to eye with a friendly giraffe. He paraded with a ridiculous rhinoceros. He danced with a delightful zebra. And sometimes he ran wild with some wildebeest, often the rare red-haired sort, said to be from Ireland. He even swam in style with a smiling crocodile. It was not until Ernie was almost full-grown that he discovered his special talent. If he thought very hard about rainbows, he would lay a very colorful egg. The first egg that Ernie lay was about the size of a chicken's egg, but with the mysterious blue color of a cloudless summer morning. With practice, Ernie found he could make eggs of almost any color he wished, from red or blue to orange, purple, or green, just by thinking of something that had that beautiful color that he wished. Laying eggs was fun, but Ernie had a problem. His eggs were naturally hard-boiled, so they didn't break easily. But a hippopotamus who accidentally stepped on some would slip and fall, and there are few things so annoying to a full-grown hippopotamus than to slip and fall like a baby hippo that barely knows how to walk. "Ernie, you've got to stop laying eggs," the other hippopotamuses told him. "No," said Ernie. Then they told him, "Ernie, you've got to go." So Ernie said, "If that's the way you feel about it, then goodbye." And he began a journey that was to take him far from the wide, slow river of his childhood. He wandered far away. He crossed high mountains and many rivers until he reached the Atlantic Ocean, where for many days and many nights he floated and swam, until he reached New Jersey. The place is called Great Egg Harbor, of course. Night was coming as Ernie crawled onto the land, and he fell asleep on a bed of seaweed washed up on the beach. When he woke up, the sun was rising on Easter morning. "Here," he said, seeing dull-colored, box-shaped houses, "is where I'll lay my colorful eggs, for they're needed here." On a grassy lawn, Ernie laid a few beautifully colored eggs. Then he hid behind the cattail and foxtail plants to wait for some of the strange creatures called people to find his eggs. When they did, it made Ernie very happy. A family of four found them. "Where did these beautiful eggs come from?" the girl asked. But no one knew, because Ernie was hiding. Just then, a rabbit hopped away. The little boy said, "That's who brought us the eggs, that rabbit." And the little girl added, "Because he brought us these eggs on Easter, I'll call him the Easter Bunny." So that's how the silly story got started that somehow rabbits lay Easter eggs, while the plain truth, as all thoughtful people know, is that only birds, lizards, snakes, turtles, platypuses, spiny anteaters, and, of course, hippopotamuses named Ernie, lay eggs that look anything like chicken eggs. As for Ernie, he was proud and very happy that his colorful eggs were so well liked, and so he decided to live in the great swamp of New Jersey, known as the Meadows, and to spend all year long making great piles of colorful eggs to give away secretly to good, and sometimes even to bad, little boys and girls. So if you are ever near those swamps, you should look carefully, for among those cattails and foxtails is Ernie, laying an egg. The end. Isn't that silly? Everybody knows hippopotamuses don't lay eggs. This next book is called How Spider Saved Easter by Robert Krause. It was the night before Easter, and I was feeling blue. Spiders don't usually celebrate Easter. I don't know why. It's just a custom. Who should I meet in the middle of my blues but Ladybug and Fly? "You're invited to my house for an Easter party," said Ladybug. "Thanks," I said, "but spiders don't usually celebrate Easter." "Good," said Fly.
"Don't be silly," said Ladybug. "We'll expect you bright and early for lunch."
"Regrets only," said Fly. "Regrets only," I said. I went home and wrote a note. "Dear Ladybug and Fly, I regret I can't make it. Your friend, Spider." I put a note in an envelope and addressed it. I couldn't find a stamp, so I decided to deliver it myself the next day. Bright and early, I arrived at Ladybug's house. I handed her the note. "I can't come," I said.
"I'm so sorry," said Ladybug. "But since you're here, why don't you have a bite of brunch?"
"Okay," I said. So we went inside. "I can't come," I said to Fly. "Too bad," said Fly. "But since I'm here, I'm going to have a bite." "Not of me," said Fly, backing away. "Remember, spiders eat flies."
"Here's your Easter basket," said Ladybug.
"Thank you," I said. "It's beautiful." "Where's mine?" said Fly.
"Don't be rude," said Ladybug, giving Fly his.
It was very hot, and all of the chocolate bunnies were melted and sticky. It was yucky. The chocolate eggs were sticky, too, but we ate them anyway.
"My Easter bonnet is ruined," cried Ladybug, after chocolate dripped on it. "Now the bedbugs will win first prize in the Easter parade." "Oh, Easter is ruined," sobbed Ladybug. "Boo-hoo-hoo!"
"See what you made her do," grumbled Fly.
"Don't cry, Ladybug," I said.
"Let's dye eggs," said Fly.
"That's a good idea," said Ladybug, drying her tears.
We all dipped our hard-boiled eggs. I had never dipped an egg before. I lost my balance and fell in. "Spider overboard!" shouted Fly. Fly and Ladybug fished me out with their Easter egg dipper. "Look," said Fly. "Spider's an Easter egg." I looked in the mirror. Fly was right. "Look, Ladybug, I'm an Easter egg," I said. But Ladybug was crying again. Her Easter bonnet was still ruined. Then I had an idea. I spun and spun and spun. I spun Ladybug a beautiful new spiderweb Easter bonnet. She put it on.
"It's a humdinger," she said.
"Hurry," said Fly. "The parade's begun." We all marched in the Easter parade. There were bugs everywhere. Some had fancy bonnets. We marched by the judges' stand. Who would win first prize? The judges picked the winners. The second runner-up was Tilly Tsitsi Fly. And the first runner-up was Bobby B. Buggy. But first prize for the best bonnet went to Ladybug. Miss Quito herself awarded the trophy.
"You really saved the day, Spider," said Ladybug, planting a kiss on my cheek. "You saved Easter."
"You've done it again," admitted Fly. "I guess I had, which wasn't too bad for a party I couldn't come to." The end. Shall we tell some Easter jokes now? What do you get if you pour hot water down a rabbit hole? Hot cross bunnies. How does the Easter bunny stay fit? Eggsercise and hair-robics. What's the difference between a fake dollar bill and a crazy rabbit? One is bad money, and the other is a mad bunny. Why did the Easter egg hide? Use a little chicken. How many Easter eggs can you put in an empty basket? Only one. After that, it isn't empty anymore. Why shouldn't you tell an Easter egg a joke? It might crack up. How does Easter end? With the letter R. What's yellow, has long ears, and grows on trees? The Easter banana. How can you tell where the Easter bunny has been? Eggs marks the spot. How do you catch the Easter bunny? You hide in a bush and make a noise like a carrot. What do you call a rabbit that tells good jokes? A funny bunny. How does the Easter bunny keep his fur neat? With a hair brush. What did the rabbit say to the carrot? It's been nice gnawin' ya. How do you know carrots are good for your eyes? Have you ever seen a rabbit wearing glasses? What kinds of books do bunnies like? Ones with hoppy endings. So we celebrate Easter because it is the day that Jesus rose from the dead. But I'm sure you know that. So today, we're going to learn a lot of strange facts about Easter. For instance, think about a chocolate rabbit, just like the one that melted onto Ladybug's hat. Did you know that 76% of people in the United States eat the ears first? 5% eat the feet first, and 4% eat the tail first. I'll tell you that I am an ear eater. Which part do you eat first? Did you know that in the old days, pretzels were eaten at Easter too, because they looked like twisted arms with their hands together? The first chocolate eggs were made in Germany in the 1800s, and they're still the most popular Easter candies today. Speaking of popular Easter candies, did you know that kids usually like jelly beans the most? And on top of that, red jelly beans are the most favorite. Does that sound about right to you? Did you know that 16 billion jelly beans are made specifically for Easter? That is enough to fill a plastic egg the size of a 9-story building. And the largest jelly bean ever made weighs over 6,000 pounds. Did you know that for 134 years, the president and his family have held a big Easter egg hunt down in Washington, D.C.? They have games and stories and even an egg roll. But not the kind you get at a Chinese restaurant. So which animal do you think of at Easter time? The hippopotamus, you say? Oh, I guess not. Is it the lion? Not that one either? Oh, that's right, rabbits. Well, that's good luck that it's rabbits, because I don't have any songs about lions or hippopotamuses. I do have one for rabbits, though. And it goes to the tune of the Hokey Pokey. It's called the Bunny Pokey. So gather everyone listening into a circle and do everything the song says. You put your right paw in, you take your right paw out. You put your right paw in and you shake it all about. You do the Bunny Pokey and you hop all around. That's what it's all about. You put your left paw in, you take your left paw out. You put your left paw in, and you shake it all about. You do the Bunny Pokey, and you hop all around. That's what it's all about. You put your floppy ears in, you take your floppy ears out. You put your floppy ears in, and you shake it all about. You do the Bunny Pokey, and you hop all around. That's what it's all about. You put your cotton tail in, you take your cotton tail out. You put your cotton tail in and you shake it all about. You do the Bunny Pokey and you hop all around. That's what it's all about. And the last one. You put your whole bunny in, you take your whole bunny out. You put your whole bunny in and you shake it all about. You do the Bunny Pokey and you hop all around. That's what it's all about. Hey! Was that fun? Did you have all of those bunny parts? Would you like to dance to some other songs now?
Woo! ducks get up in the morning, they always say good day. When ducks get up in the morning, they always say good day. That is what they say, they say. That is what ducks say. When sheep get up in the morning, they always say good day. When sheep get up in the morning, they always say good day. That is what they say, they say. That is what sheep say.
Like a bird. you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
All I eat is candy, all I eat is pie.
If you just eat that, you'd be a very big guy.
But I like to eat meat, and I like to eat fish.
When you chew on your food, you go squish, squish, squish.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Drink your milk, eat your cheese.
But don't eat too much cheese, you'll get wobbly knees.
Eat a lot of veggies and eat a lot of fruit.
Don't eat too much, you'll split your suit.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
And remember,
eat healthy and exercise. Please don't eat spiders and flies. Eat all different kinds of things. Don't fill up on chocolate ring dings. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Plenty of minerals, vitamins, and fiber. Please don't chew on rubber tires. Don't eat a lot of cookies. Don't drink a lot of soda.
If you drink a lot of soda, you might explode.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about Easter, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out, and fun programs just like this one. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!